Carrying the Collaborative is working to help people understand that nature doesn't know jurisdictional boundaries, and that in the Calumet region, there are people that live, work, and play on both sides of the state line, many times crossing the state line on a daily or definitely weekly basis. So what we are hoping to do as an organization is not only recognize that, but by pooling resources from both states, we can rethink the future of the Calumet region through sustainable development, which means creating healthy communities, successful businesses, and thriving natural areas.
I suppose, too, it's important to note that folks on both sides of the state line obviously have to work together to try to work on these goals, to achieve the goals, but funding has something to do with it, too, so you have to work on both sides of the state line for funding for a lot of these ideas, don't you?
Yes, that's definitely sometimes a challenge, but not necessarily a big deterrent.
I know the website, by the way, goes into more detail, CalumetCollaborative.org. You can find out more about the programs and the overall goals by going to that website. A lot of the conversations seem to come up here, and of course, because it involves the environment and some of our problems here in Northwest Indiana, involves what are called brownfields. For folks that are not familiar, first off, with what brownfields are, please explain it. And if you will also tell us how the collaborative fits into trying to turn some of these rather tainted patches of land into some economic use, sir.
Yeah, the Brownfields Initiative is one of our four initiatives that we're leading for the near future. Brownfields, as we define it, we take the definition from the APA, but we define it as land that had previous residential, commercial, or industrial uses to it that are underutilized with the perceived or actual presence of pollutants, contaminants, or other hazardous materials. So taking these underutilized pieces of land and getting them back into productive reuse is one of the goals of the collaborative.
When you take on such a project like this, obviously you have to work amongst other agencies as well, so it's not something completely that the Calumet Collaborative can do. You have to work with local government, and here again this comes back to the basic mission of the organization, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And what we found is that there's a lot of really good work happening around brownfields right now, but it's being done in silos. It's being done in individual organizations, and no one's really talking together. So in our brownfields working group, we have brought together organizations that are leading the way in Indiana, organizations that are leading the way in South Cook County, organizations that are leading the way in the south side of Chicago, and having them all at one table to discuss what is the best path forward. And one of the things that one of our first projects is to kind of get a map or an assessment of the current programs and projects that are actually going on right now, mm-hmm. and then mapping those potential opportunities for redevelopment in the entire Calumet region. So we know what we're working with, and we can prioritize which of these areas are best for redevelopment, which of these areas or these sites are best for conservation efforts, which of these areas might have flooding issues, and we could find a different use for them rather than focusing efforts on economic redevelopment specifically at that site. So really kind of getting a better idea of what we have in the entire region, what everyone's doing around the issue, and then being, you know, working together, because we find we can accomplish more together than we can in our separate organizations.
We're talking with the Active Executive Director of the Calumet Collaborative, Sarah Colder, about the organization and what it does these days. One of the discussions, I understand, that came up at a recent meeting involved the Development Director for the Chicago-based Metropolitan Planning Commission. He came in and talked about, a firsthand account that he took, the latest of ones that he's done in the past, of revitalization efforts in the city of Gary. He made a visit there recently. Tell us, if you will, what he had to say, who he is, and what he had to say.
So I believe you're talking about Josh Ellis from the Metropolitan Planning Council, and they've been doing a number of different projects in Gary. But as most of your listeners will know, that Gary has a significant amount of challenges, but on the flip side, there's so many assets and opportunities in Gary, and I think that's true of the entire region, that there is so much more positive news than there is negative news, and we just have to continue to highlight those achievements and continue continue that momentum to benefit the entire region.
Did he seem to feel confident that things were moving in the right direction in Gary?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many great examples of community-based organizations, locally based organizations, local government, as well as federally government, federal government-supported programs in Gary that are happening right now. And it's just a tremendous amount of momentum that's really going to make a difference in Gary.
Now, if anybody would like more information here about the Calumet Collaborative, where can they get it? We should mention, too, that not only have the website, but you also have a Facebook page, which has a lot of information, too.
Absolutely. We have a Facebook page under Calumet Collaborative. Our website is calumetcollaborative.org. And on that website, you can go to a Connect With Us page and then sign up for our e-newsletter. We put out this newsletter periodically as we just hired our first staff member, which is a communications manager. And so we're ramping up that newsletter to hopefully be a monthly or at least quarterly publication so that everyone can keep up to date with all our four different initiatives that we're working on, all of the different work groups, and some of the deliverables or work products. The Calumet Collaborative is really about taking action. It's not about having conversations and talking and planning. It's about actually doing the work in the region so that residents, local government, and visitors can see all the beauty and the assets of the Calumet region.